Just a little bit ironic, but we're talking colorectal screening here this morning on our Tuesday morning conversation. Dr. Heather Osterbrink is with Aspirus Health, and she is from the Rhinelander Hospital on the line with us right now. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning.
I'm glad that we could talk about this subject here today. The older that we get, especially what I understand is from the age of 40 forward, we should be concerned about colorectal screenings. So, Dr. Heather Osterbrink, how correct am I in that assumption?
You're absolutely correct. And we're seeing more and more younger people diagnosed with colon and rectal cancer over the last 10 years. So they've actually lowered the screening age from what used to be 50 to now 45.
45 years old. And what is there any thing that's being attributed to this showing up in younger and younger people?
We don't know, actually. Certainly, you know, the chemicals in our environment, et cetera, play a role in that, but science is not sure why.
Okay. Well, maybe that those answers will hopefully be evident sooner or later. A personal experience here, doctor. Every year now, because I'm a man of, I'll be 60 on my next birthday, and so this has become pretty normal for me. During my annual exam, I get the white box in the mail, and then I do what I got to do in the white box. I send it back, and every year it's been an uneventful thing. But this time around, I'll be honest with you, I'm a little nervous. It came back positive. And there was a letter along with that positive ID that said I should now stand by and wait for my physician to call and schedule an in-person exam because the box came back positive. So I'll be honest with you, I'm a little bit nervous about this because it's been like a month since the thing has been back and I haven't heard anything from the hospital yet. So I'm a little bit nervous. So Dr. Osterbrink, how nervous should I be?
It's always nervous when something's abnormal.
Yeah.
The stool tests are good tests, but they're not perfect. They can miss things, and we can see false positives. There's different kinds of stool tests, but what they're looking for is either blood or cells sloughed off of growths. So the idea is if they're positive, that person needs a colonoscopy. And a colonoscopy is a time when we can see and identify growths in the colon, hopefully before they are a cancer.
Do you know who, I'm not sure how old you are, doctor, but are you familiar with Katie Couric?
Yes.
Well, back in the day, I don't know if you remember this, being in the line of work you're in, but Katie Couric, it was like her mission to get the word out about colorectal screening, and she had one done on TV. And not to be outdone, I was due for one, and I thought, I'm going to do mine on the radio. So I actually I did the colonoscopy in Eagle River on the radio, and they found some polyps, but they said it was nothing to be concerned with now, but it's something that they're going to have to look at through the years and keep up with through the years. How common is that?
You know, we think that about 20 to 40% of people do have polyps. Polyps would be benign or non-cancerous growths in the colon. The reason we care about polyps is all colon cancers start as polyps. So being able to identify and remove the polyps during a colonoscopy is very important to reducing somebody's risk of colon cancer in the future.
That's good information to know as well. So if you've ever heard that word, that's something that is that something that's done like automatically nowadays, or is it something that's put off like they did back when I first heard that I had this situation, I could wait? Is that something that you'd like to address right away now?
Well, I'm a redheaded surgeon, so I don't like to wait for much.
Okay.
But no, in truth, it's not something that we should put off for months and months and months and months. If we have a positive stool test, we should do a colonoscopy. Or if somebody is having problems, we should do a colonoscopy. If somebody's related to people with colon cancer or people like yourself that have had polyps in the past, we need to keep up on a regular scheduled colonoscopy.
Any kind of cancer is serious. Let's face it. Nobody wants to hear the C word in any way, shape, or form when you're visiting a doctor. But if you do hear the word, what exactly is colorectal cancer, and just how common is it?
That's a great question. Colorectal cancer is a cancer of the colon or rectum, which is the large intestine. It's the third leading cause of cancer in the United States and the second leading cause of cancer death in the United States today. So it is quite common.
Hold on a second. Second leading cause death of cancer in the United States? Second? Oh, boy. Yeah. Boy, that's an eye opener.
It's a big deal. It's a big deal. And here in Wisconsin, Wisconsin is the second worst state for colon screening in the United States. So we're behind the times. But as you point out, nobody likes to hear the word cancer. However, the five-year survival rate for stage one colon cancer, which is an early stage, is about 90%. So with treatment, this is a treatable disease if we can catch it early. Hence, the paying attention and going through screening is so important.
So you said earlier that anybody that reaches the age of 40 or 45, this should be right on the front of your radar. Is it any more important for men or women to do this? Are there any differences there?
No.
Okay.
No, it is not gender specific. But if somebody has a family member with colon cancer, it's even more important because they are at higher risk.
So we have to know, and the only way we know is by screening. And there are, what are the different types of screening that we can find out about here besides the box and the colonoscopy? Are those the only two things?
Usually, yes. And there's two different types of stool screening. One is every year and one is every 3 years. They have different risks, etc. Colonoscopy is used. You can do some sorts of imaging tests. We call them like a virtual colonoscopy, where dye is inserted into the rectum and a CAT scan is obtained. Those are helpful in visualizing difficult to reach areas of the colon, but they can't remove any polyps that are identified.
What do you think are some of the reasons that people don't do this? I think I have a pretty good reason, or I think I have a pretty good thought as to why people don't do this. It can be embarrassing. I'm sitting here clenching as we speak, doctor. So why are some of the reasons that you hear of why people don't do this when they should?
I think that's the main, well, that would be one main reason, is people are embarrassed by it. But I always tell my patients, you know, I went to a lot of years of school to talk to people about their bowel habits. So it's something that's important, and it's not a procedure where, you know, there's a million people in the room looking at your private areas or anything. It's very private, and it's very, we keep people covered up, et cetera. The other reason is people are healthy. If they're out and walking around and feeling fine, it's hard to convince them to go through a screening exam.
Are these usually included nowadays? I know everybody's insurance plans are different, but it seems to me that this is one of these preemptive things that we should be doing, and hopefully it's covered by insurance, so hopefully that money thing is not a reason.
That is true. Just like a mammogram is screening for breast cancer, society has accepted mammograms as very common. Colon cancer screening is the same idea as preventative medicine under most insurance plans.
And speaking of preventative, I'm just curious, the lifestyles that we're leading, the diets that we're eating these days, I would assume that's got to have something to do with the prevalence of this.
The one diet thing that has been shown to increase the risk of colon cancer is a low-fiber diet. So our Western European diet of meat and potatoes has very little fiber in it. So if we can increase our fiber intake, we decrease the risk of colon cancer and colon polyps.
And people can start getting healthy today. We have a farmer's market in downtown Tomahawk today. It's delayed till noon because of our nasty weather here, but starting at noon, people can go and get some of that fiber at the farmer's market. So let's say that somebody, they go in for the screening one way or the other. And like I said, my box came back positive. So then the next thing is then to get into the hospital, get the colonoscopy. What if that colonoscopy is showing abnormalities?
Well, usually that would be polyps or growths. During the colonoscopy, we can remove polyps. If we remove them, we reduce the risk of somebody getting colon cancer by over 90%.
Wow.
So it's very effective to not only find the problem, but fix the problem.
Is that something that gets fixed while they're in there with the procedure? Is this another procedure that's scheduled afterwards?
Nope, it's right there.
Really?
The patient will go to sleep. We'll do the procedure. If polyps are found, we take those out, and the patient wakes up and goes home the same day.
So there's no choice anymore. Like I said, when I did this, it was 25, almost 30 years ago when I had mine done in the hospital like this, and they said, you know, we'll keep an eye on this, but you're good to go. That doesn't happen anymore, right?
Correct.
Good. Go ahead. There must be a lot of reasons for that change in the way that doctors look at this.
Yeah, and one of the reasons is I cannot look at a growth that's, you know, just a couple millimeters and decide whether it's going to become a cancer in 5 years or not. That's not physically possible. So the smartest thing is to remove it, put it underneath a microscope, and figure out, you know, what do we do with that information?
Better safe than sorry, right?
Right.
What about symptoms? What if people are generally healthy, but there's some things that they're, you know, that aren't just quite right? What are some of the symptoms that might lead us to think that we need to get in there and get screened?
That's a good question. Most colon cancers are not symptomatic at all, unfortunately, until they're very late stage. However, unintentional weight loss, change in bowel habits, blood in the stool, those could be associated with colon cancer. They may not be, but those are certainly something that we would wonder about. The other high-risk group of people are people with inflammatory bowel diseases like Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis. They have a much increased risk of colon cancer.
As far as the colonoscopy itself, you make the appointment, you get to the doctor, and then your nerves will probably kick in a little bit here. So I'm just curious, how do we properly prepare for these screenings, physically and mentally?
That's a good question. Everybody's going to be nervous. I've been through it myself, and it is. It's nerve-wracking. The day before your procedure, you're going to be asked to do a bowel prep, which means you drink some stuff that'll clean you out, and you better be at home and close to a toilet, I'm telling you. But the point is to clean out the colon so that the person doing the colonoscopy can see very, very small things. Then the day of the procedure, you will be giving anesthesia, so you won't remember anything that happened during the procedure itself. For that reason, you'll need a driver to take you home. The procedure is between a half an hour to an hour long, so it's not very long. The recovery, most people are a little sleepy for a couple hours, but other than that, they're very functional afterwards.
So there's not an option to stay awake or get the anesthesia. They put you out right away, right?
Most people, yes.
Okay.
I think if you have a very strong opinion one way or the other, you could talk with your physician. But in general, it's not a comfortable procedure if you are completely awake. So it limits what the person doing the colonoscopy can do for you if you're awake and uncomfortable.
So what happens once we're out? We're on the table. You're going about your work, doctor. What happens during that colonoscopy?
Sure. We ask you to lay on your left side. You'll be hooked up to all sorts of blood pressure, oxygen, heart rate monitors. Then you'll get the anesthesia. You go off to sleep, and we use a video camera that's about the size around as one of your fingers. And we go up the rectum into the colon. We go around the colon. The most people's colon is about 5 to 6 feet long. And our job is to look at every inch of that, looking for those polyps or growths. If we see them, we take them out. We do put carbon dioxide, the gas that we breathe out, into the colon so it kind of puffs it up so we can see. When people wake up, sometimes they're a little achy or crampy. Sometimes they have to pass some of that gas out. And, of course, they're always hungry because they haven't eaten in about 24 hours.
But then after everything wears off, it's just business as usual, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. We ask that they not drive home because of the anesthesia.
Right.
But once they're awake, they can get up and move around and eat and go back to normal life.
I was hoping that some of my personal experience would help shed the light on this topic here this morning, doctor. And hopefully some people have really taken this to heart. They're going to take it real serious. Is there anything else that we need to know to take it more serious about screening or cancer prevention?
I appreciate you sharing your story because, you know, it's everybody needs to get colon cancer screened, male, female, it doesn't matter. So having somebody say that they've been through it and survived and did okay is very important.
You know, the way I've always looked at it, it's just a butt. Everybody's got one. No big deal.
Yes.
Yeah. So yes. Something like that.
We all have one.
And you're glad I said that, not you, right?
Yes.
Dr. Heather Osterbrink from Aspyrus Health and Rhinelander, our guest here this morning. A very important topic, and if you can make it light, that's okay, but take it serious. Any last words before we let you go here this morning, Doctor? I know you're a busy woman, but we got to drive this point home. This is important.
Yeah, well, my best friend is 46, and she was just diagnosed with stage 4 colon cancer, so this hit home to me, too. She was asymptomatic, and she went in for screening, and that's what happened. So now she's fighting for her life. So if we can get more people screened and prevent that kind of stuff from happening, I think the world will be a better place.
Yeah, amen to that. And if you're 45 years old, if your doctor's not telling you to get it done, you need to get it done. If you're even 40 years old or so and you got a family history, it'd probably be a good idea to get it done, too.
Agreed. Thank you.
Dr. Heather Osterbrink, I'm so glad we got past our little phone snafu here earlier this morning. I thought this is going to be one of the most important conversations I have all day, let alone all year for that matter. And so I hope that this spurs a few people, or I hope it spurs a lot of people to take care of this and not think so bad about it. Just something that's got to be done.
Agreed. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for yours as well. Dr. Heather Osterbrink with Aspyrus in Rhinelander here this morning, my guest for this very important conversation. Again, if you're 40, boy, this should be right on the front of your radar screen. And so please, you can do it. You've probably done worse, and you'll probably do worse in the future. So just get her done, as Larry the Cable Guy likes to say.